blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And many of you, I'm sure, have been following the story of the O.J. Simpson. They were going to come out, with a book and with a television program. If I had done it, here's what I would have done. And people were incensed that O.J. Simpson would be making $3 million for doing something of this sort, that he would come forward and say, if I had done it. He didn't say I did it, but if I had done it, this is what I would have done. And I will tell you that the vast majority, 99% of the white population of America, believe that O.J. Simpson murdered Nicole. And I would say that 95% of the black population believe O.J. Simpson was framed. Now, I can't tell you what happened, but I can tell you that I put together a four-tape set on O.J. Simpson, his trial, written by people who were intimately involved with the story. One was actually written by a man who sat there for the full time, heard what the jury heard, and he believed that they had framed a guilty man. He believed O.J. Simpson committed the murder, but it was obvious that the police department had framed him. The man who sat next to him was a black man who was firmly convinced that O.J. Simpson was innocent. This is one of the books that was written. We have another book that was written by a fellow who was in touch with the people in the police department. It was very obvious that they had framed him. Another was book on the timeline, but the fourth interview was with the author of a book who had been in touch with a man who claimed he was part of a government hit team. And the reason for the murder of Nicole Simpson was to turn black against white here in America and to increase racial tension. And those of you who remember that era will remember the picture of O.J. Simpson that appeared on the front of Time magazine. Now, O.J. Simpson is a very light-skinned black man. You look at him, he could even be Hispanic. But, of course, when they put his picture on the front of Time magazine, his skin was intentionally darkened because this was an issue of black against white. And you can go back and pull that article of Time magazine and see how they were playing games with your mind at that time. Now, then, of course, it was many years later, it was really within about, I think, a year and a half ago, at a conference, and I had my various tape sets out there, including the O.J. Simpson tape set, which nobody really wants to buy because everybody knows that O.J. Simpson was a murderer and killed his wife and got off, and everybody ignores the fact that the jury, half black and half white, heard all the evidence, and it wasn't a hung jury. They felt he was innocent. They felt he'd been framed. And anyway, of course, that's just because he got really slick lawyers. That's what it was all about. But as I was standing there, and nobody was in the auditorium, everybody was in the auditorium, and I was just in the hall where they had the various books and various tables where they were selling things. So a very attractive black woman came up to me, and she picked up the O.J. Simpson four-tape set. I said, that's a great four-tape set, but nobody wants to buy it. And then I commented, most black people think that, O.J. Simpson was innocent. Most white people think he was guilty. I believe that the murder was to create racial disharmony in the United States. And she looked at me with a quizzical look. She was very attractive, very intelligent, and she said, I always believed that. In fact, I never knew a black person who didn't believe that O.J. Simpson was framed, except my brother, and he was raised with white folks, and he thinks white. And he was always sure that O.J. Simpson did it, until she said it was just about a couple of months ago. He called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. He called me at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell me that he had been talking to a man he knew who was in special forces who told him that this was all done by a Green Beret or Special Forces hit team to create racial disharmony, and that O.J. Simpson really, really didn't do it. And she bought the tape set. One of the few people who bought the tape set. Well, what does that have to do with the subject this morning? Is the story true? I have no reason to disbelieve her, and everything I've seen makes me believe that there are, in America today, people who hate blacks. We only have to look at the AIDS epidemic. It's predominantly in blacks because the genetically created disease, the HIV virus, has a predilection for blacks, which is why the majority of the new cases in the United States are in blacks. And in Africa, in Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women there, black women, are HIV infected. This disease, AIDS, targets blacks, but so does water fluoridation, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning with Dr. David Kennedy, who is a retired dentist who spends his full time trying to get information out. And of course, well over 62 and 67% of our communities are fluoridated. Most of them are using hydrofluorosilicic acid. And if you check the blood of people of children who live in areas where the water is fluoridated, you have a very high level of lead, but in the blacks, you have six times as high. Six times as high blood levels. And Dr. Kennedy, I'm going to let you tell this story about the hydrofluorosilicic acid, its relationship to increased blood levels, and especially in blacks. And then, of course, what that does as far as that young person is concerned.
Yes, Stan, they don't put fluoride in the water, and that's the shocking news that everybody's like, what? Is it the chemical that's added to the water is actually from the pollution scrubbers of the phosphate fertilizer industry in 91% of the cities, and even in the others it's the dehydrated version. But anyway, it's called hydrofluosilicic acid, and that is a very strange molecule of fluoride hooked to sand and water, and that actually sucks lead out of food or the air or the environment, whatever you in your stomach, and pulls lead from whatever you've eaten that would not normally be in your bloodstream. It takes it into the bloodstream. It is a very powerful removal of lead from various substances. It's actually got a patent on it for removing lead from brass. If you had a cannon, you could drop it into hydrofluosilicic acid, and you'd have lead in solution and brass left, copper left over. So what they've shown in huge studies with 450,000 children, this is 500,000 children almost, in three different states, is that if they're drinking water that has hydrofluosilicic acid added to it artificially, not from natural fluoride, from natural sources, but hydrofluosilicic acid, they doubled the lead level in the children. If they happen to be black and have any other source of exposure, there was a six-fold increase in the blood level of lead.
And we'll talk more about that when we get back. They know these. I mean, this is known as a study. This is well known. They just don't want you to know what they're doing to the black. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your nine-branch Tanakhias and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. And Dr. Kennedy is pointing out that you think they're adding fluoride to your water. 91% of the communities that are fluoridated, they add hydrofluorosilicic acid. And, of course, this silicic acid fluoride compound is bad. But part of this compound is lead, cadmium, polonium, radioactive material. It's all in there, but and so it is not simply this hydrofluoric acid, this molecule that pulls lead out of everything and takes it into the bloodstream. But what's this about having predilection for blacks?
Yes, and they don't know why, but both Hispanic and black children, with equal opportunity for exposure as the Caucasian population, that the Caucasian would double their blood level of lead, the Hispanic went fourfold up, and that the black African Americans went sixfold. What high
increase
lead,
in blood level, of lead,
and the
blood
and, level of and lead. The original criticisms, these studies, they used little finger sticks, and so Roger Masters was kind of annoyed. He's a professor at Dartmouth, not used to the naysayers. Whenever you do anything that shows that fluoride might be bad, all the government agencies come out and says, well, this is flawed, this is an anti-fluoridationist study. And he's never written anything about fluoride in his 68 years of research. Anyway, he went ahead and redid it with another 250 children, and he looked only at ones where they did venipuncture, where they actually stuck a needle in the vein and sucked the blood out. And that's not to make people cringe, but there was no contamination, no possibility of contamination from having touched anything. And that, too, showed exactly the same thing, that there was a disproportionate harm to a segment of the community, and that there were not enough Native Americans or other immigrants in the study to actually separate that out. But we can tell on at least those two subgroups, it's extremely harmful. High blood levels of lead in childhood or infancy are linked to lower IQ, violent behavior, learning disorders. It's a whole host of brain damage that occurs with it. And the master's work actually showed that if you have a high level of lead as a child, you're much more likely to be imprisoned as an adult for some sort of violent crime. No difference in the amount of pot smoking or petty theft or stealing a car stereo or anything like that. But by the time you're 18, if you had high blood levels of lead, you're much more likely to be in prison for having stuck a knife in somebody or hit them with a club or shot them. Violent behavior. And that's what's happened to America since we've been adding this raw waste to our water supply. America has violence in the streets. You know, we have riots. We have people, you know, that go into a 7-Eleven and rob it and get $20 and then shoot the clerk. This is idiotic behavior. It has never happened in our country before, and it's happening now. Could it be that we're poisoning the brains of the children?
Well, I believe we are poisoning the brains of the children. So reminiscent of a recent program we did recently with Lorraine Day, who talked about a prison in California where half of the prisoners were put on, a vegetarian diet, and half were put on a meat diet. And in the vegetarian diet, over a period of time, only 15% of them ever returned to prison. Of those on the meat diet, 85% returned to prison. And knowing full well that this was happening in the prisons in California, what was the solution? Why, they closed the prison down, of course. Believe me, the majority of the people in prison today are blacks. I mean, it is said that, one in three young black men, up to age 30, are either in prison, parole, or probation. Do you think that happened just by accident? And they know this study. This study is out there. How can we verify that study? Where is that written up?
I think, just give me a second, I'll look it up.
Well, you don't have to if you don't have it right at the tip of your tongue, because I know if Dr. Kennedy says it, it's accurate. He's got all the information. But, you know, if you want to get the verification of this, you call me, and I'll get it from Dr. Kennedy. Or maybe we can get it during
Actually, the second study was published in the journal Neurotoxicology, which is one of the most prestigious journals. It was published in the year 2000. The author's name is Roger Masters, or Masters RD, and Copeland is the other author. And it's titled The Association of Silico Fluoride Treated Water with Elevated Blood Level. And
Lead.
Blood lead.
Blood lead, right. And this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is well known. Believe me, the elite understand this. But they have. I mean, there is a racist agenda in America. Apparently, you've used this argument in some of the communities you've gone into, and hasn't that pretty well squelched the people who want to put the fluoride into the water?
Well, people care about their children. Certainly, they do. And you know, there is no argument counter to it. There are no studies. Stan, you know, I can understand. You know. You remember the cigarette, the thing that went on for years and years and years, where one person would say, well, smoking is associated with coughing, and then they would say, oh, no, and smoking makes coughs go away, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's, you know, how the scientific community is, et cetera, et cetera. When there's evidence on both sides, they equivocate. They say it's associated or linked and so forth and so on. There's no opposite evidence. There's no evidence on the other side. All the studies show when you have children drinking hydrofluorosilicic acid, it makes their blood level go up. Their blood lead level go up, and that's been associated and linked to whole crime and violent behavior and lower IQ and learning disorders. So there's no evidence to the contrary, no evidence at all. And so when you present that information in a clear, cogent fashion, people that care about children say, "Well, I don't think we want to do that in our community." And that's the Safe Drinking Water Act, and that's what Jeff Green and I have worked on for years and years to help communities pass an ordinance that says that you can't add anything to the water supply that hasn't been first approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the full range of dose. This product has never been approved. The congressional investigation of 2000 asked the FDA, have you ever approved any fluoride-containing substance intended to be ingested for the purpose of preventing tooth decay? And they said no. And then they said there are no new drug applications on file. None have been submitted. They're just putting raw waste in the water supply because they got to get rid of it.
And the thing is that, of course, the people involved in this is the phosphate fertilizer industry, are giving big bucks to the politicians and the public and anybody that they have to bribe to get them to go along with this. But it's destroying the minds of our children, predominantly and especially the black children. And where is the outcry? And why haven't you heard of this? I mean, why isn't 60 Minutes doing a program on this? Have you ever heard of any of the big major television programs doing anything about this, David?
Yes, actually, lots of reporters have called me over the last two decades where they start to do an investigative report on fluoride, and they get about, in there for a week or two, and they figure out, where all the bones are buried and who's in the closets and so forth. And then their editor gets a call from either the Center for Disease Control or the American Dental Association or the United States Public Health Service, and they say, we're going to make it hard for you, et cetera, et cetera. And they basically have talked them out of, so you're just going to destroy the children's teeth because you're going to scare these people about having fluoride in their water, yada, yada, yada. And so they talk them out of doing the article. And, that's cowardice on the part of journalism, but unfortunately, journalists have to make a living, and so they just say, I'll drink bottled water, but I won't tell the rest of the world. Well, the sad news is they're going to get exposed anyway if they live in a Florida community, because they're going to get it from their shower, or if they go to a restaurant and have a bowl of soup, or if they go to Starbucks and have a cup of coffee. It's in everything once you put it in the water supply. There's no better way to poison a nation than either put it in the gasoline, which we did with lead, or put it in the water, which we're doing with fluoride, and that it gets spread throughout the United States. There's studies on children, infants, is that the Food and Drug Administration made the baby food manufacturers take the manufacturing for the processed baby formula out of Florida community because the level of fluoride in the formula was way too high. And so they made him move those processing facilities out of Florida communities so that the children's formula would not be that high. However, if you take the powdered milk formula and put tap water with it, or, Lord help you, you're a good mom, you go to the store and you buy Gerber's baby water, which is just as high in fluoride as any other water, and you make it up, then you're poisoning the baby anyway. Who says? The American Dental Association came out just this last week and said that baby formula should not be made up with tap water. Well, you know, if you're going to put stuff in the water that's going to poison the baby, you know, the rest of us ought to pay attention, because a baby's just a small person. There's nothing unique about their body. You know, they're not exceptionally vulnerable to the effects of fluoride, except the fact that they're smaller than we are, and it depresses their thyroid. And what happens is you end up with obesity, and you end up with heart disease. You end up with all the diseases and cancer that we see in our society today because you've damaged the growing baby. And so when they get to be 40, 50 years old, they have this weight problem, they have this cardiovascular problem, they have some sort of cancer. And, you know, it's good for business if you're in the medical business. It's really bad for you if you want to live a long and healthy life.
And there's a very definite relationship between cancer, certainly cancer of the bone, in six or seven-year-old boys. Osteogenic sarcoma is much higher in communities with fluoridated water, and they've been suppressing that fact. Even a professor at Harvard has been investigated for scientific malpractice for suppressing that. But, of course, he's tied into the Colgate-Palmolive business and gets big bucks for betraying the people of this country. And the great tragedy is, of course, what it does to the mind of the children. And Dr. Kennedy has put out a great DVD. It's called Let the Truth Be Known. And one of the most interesting parts of it is the segments are cut into, 28 minutes, something you can show?
28 and a half minutes for play on public access.
Right. So the advantage of having this, if you can get it on public access, there are four segments. Each one is suitable for a half-hour program. And, of course, you have permission to put this on public access. It's called Let the Truth Be Known. And one of them is Dr. Kennedy's trip to China. He's invited to come over there by professors because they're so concerned about the fluoride in the water and how it's destroying the health of the Chinese people. There, the public health authorities are concerned about this. Here, well, you may have a public health officer who is concerned, but if he speaks out, he's going to lose his job. And I know with the AIDS epidemic, I had public health officers come to me and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. We'd lose our jobs. And that's true as far as this whole issue of fluoridation. So Dr. Kennedy goes over to Canada and finally over to China, and some of the communities, they've gotten the fluoride out of the water, and other communities, they haven't. Why don't you tell the story, David?
And where they got the water fluoride down, the children are bubbly and happy, and that the adults, their joints don't creak. They can stand up straight. They're not in pain anymore. And where they weren't able to get good water, that the people are bent over at a 45 or 90-degree angle, they're in horrible pain. One lady's paralyzed because the fluoride causes the bone.
But what about the children? What about
the children? The children are just as dull. They're just sitting there like little bumps on a log. They're just, you know, there's none of the happy vivaciousness that's in the first village. It's just, you got to see the video. It just jumps off the screen at you when you look at the two different schoolhouses with the same age of children. And one, they're giggly and happy and just having a good time. And the other one, they're just like, bleh. And so, you know, Phyllis Mullenix did an experiment with rats, and she showed that if you expose children, young rats, to fluoride, you create couch potatoes. You make them lethargic, and that they just sit around. If you expose them before birth, it makes them hyperactive. So, you know, here these children are getting both. They're getting fluoride before and after. So it's a real obvious, and that the thing that was most dramatic in the whole thing is how much pain that fluoride exposure caused. Is it everybody in the community that had formerly had the high fluoride was wonderfully grateful to the doctors that got the fluoride out of the water, and they thanked them for saving it from hours and hours and days and years of pain. And that's because it causes pain in the lower back. That's where it accumulates. There was a lady in Independence, Missouri, just last summer. There's an article written up in the medical journal about a lady who was poisoned by fluoride in her iced tea. Did you know Lipton iced tea?
Yeah.
It's processed food. Anytime you have a processed food, if you process that food in a Florida community, whether it's Wheaties or cereal of any kind, it ends up high in fluoride, and that's ridiculous. We're poisoning our nation with fluoride.
Not only that, but we're destroying their minds because it lowers the intelligence. They know that. Why do you think our kids, when they graduate from high school, can't compete with the kids from other nations? This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, back here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. And before we go on, David, I want you to get out your website or websites where people can find out and verify what you're saying this morning. Because if they're poisoning our people, if they're destroying the minds of our children, if the documentation, the scientific studies are there, and the doctors have been lied to by their medical organizations, and the dentists have been lied to by their organizations, how can people get the truth?
The website I was talking about by the FDA is Keepers of the Well, all one word, .org, and that's Citizens for Safe Drinking Water, and that they basically are on this and working. And we'll help you and your community work for safe water. And that is a very effective tool. It's information as well as an 800 number to get a hold of Jeff Green, and he'll help you. The 800 number is 800-728-3833. And his name is also...
Give that number one more time, please.
800-728-3833. And he's an name and number also is on that DVD that's Let the Truth Be Told and Drinking Water. And so that's a really good website to go and find out what is real current. It's the investigation was in 2000. We've got action ongoing. Communities have just got through voting, and several of them have protected the water supply with the Safe Drinking Water Act. In scientific information, if you want to just delve into the information and look at the science, the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology has a really good extensive report on it. I know I wrote it. It's www.iaomt.org. That's the I-A-O-M as in mother, T as in tango, .org.
It's the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, I-A-O-M-T. International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. Go ahead. Is that org or com?
Org. And actually, we have both of them, but to keep the ADA from putting up a fake website.
Let me, for any of you who doubt that there is a conspiracy out there, go to another website, fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. Now, if you go to fluoridealert.com or fluoridealert.net, you'll find out that the ADA has surrounded this one website with their own websites telling you how great water fluoridation is, but fluoridealert.org is put up by Dr. Paul Conant, a professor of chemistry, who's trying to let the American people know they're poisoning our children. Now, it's a great website, and you've been there. I'm sure you know all the information Dr. Conant has, because he's actually on your DVD.
Yes, and his son Michael shot a good many of the videos that were used on our DVD, and they're doing a great job of trying to collect the information and get these interviews so that people in your own community can understand what's going on. There's four parts to the DVD. It's got myself and my wife. We videoed the with the help of the government of China. We videoed the recovery of the people and the children from the fluoride exposure. There's the Fluoride Deceptions, an interview with Christopher Bryson. It's a wonderful book. I would strongly recommend you read it. I think, Stan, you have it there.
That's the Fluoride Deception, yes.
Yeah, and then Hardy Lineback is on there, who's a dental professor. His job was to promote fluoridation, and he studied preventive dentistry. He's a professor of preventive dentistry at the Toronto Dental School in Canada. And that when his research and the research of others confirmed there's no benefit whatsoever in swallowing fluoride, he began to say, well, maybe we should recommend that they brush with it and not swallow it. And so anyway, Hardy's on there. And then J. William Hersey, who's the senior vice president of the Union of Scientists at the EPA. And that a lot of people, you know, kind of turn up their nose at the EPA and that, you know, some of the things the EPA has done are not really what we want them to do. Well, you know what? It's not the scientists at the EPA doing that. It's the bureaucrats at the EPA, and that he formed a union, that he and his friends formed a union to protect them from being forced to lie. We passed a law that says, you know, we're supposed to have clean air and clean water, and that the bureaucrats are forcing employees to lie to the American public, and that's actually a federal crime, and that's what they're testifying to at the congressional hearing or the Senate hearing on with the Senate Subcommittee on Drinking Water, and they call for an immediate investigation of the fluoride and cancer link. And you know, you were talking just a minute ago about Elise Bassin and the study she said linking fluoride in drinking water in a case control study to a dramatic increase in bone cancer in young boys, and that's now published. They hid it in the Harvard Research Library. They hid it from the public, wouldn't let you check it out, wouldn't let you read it unless you went and sat there in the library and read it there. And it's now published in Cancer Causes and Controls in 2006. So you can get that. You can probably find it. Her last name is Bassin, B-A-S-S-I-N, on the Internet. So there's really no doubt that fluoride causes a whole host of adverse health effects in the population. And the National Research Council, the National Academies of Science, just completed a three-year review, and Kathy Thyssen wrote the chapter on thyroid, and showed that at levels of 100 times lower than what you would be exposed to or being exposed to depression in an iodine-deficient infant. And even the American Dental Association says, now, don't make up that baby formula with tap water. Well, what if you're a working mom and you can't nurse the baby? Your breast milk has almost no fluoride in it. And that's what God wanted the baby to drink. But what if you're, you know, trying to support, you know, your family and you have to go to work? You got to make up a formula. What are you going to do? So you got to go buy bottled water now because they want to put raw waste in the water supply. And that's ridiculous. But if you happen to go to the store and foolishly buy Gerber's baby water, you're just putting fluoride right back in the baby. What's going on here, Stan? How can we live in a world where our government actually encourages mothers to poison their babies?
Well, we live in a world gone mad. There's only a few of us who really are sane and understand what's going on. Everybody else thinks we're crazy. I mean, one of the most disastrous things in America is all of the men who have erectile dysfunction. They just can't function sexually. And one reason is because water fluoridation lowers the testosterone level, gives you limited sperm motility, lowers the sperm count, and increases the incidence of Down's disease. And would you like to tell that story about, when you were speaking recently and this doctor was getting up to heckle you, or this dentist? Go ahead. What was that story about?
This was in a town hall meeting in Nebraska, and what happens is that, you know, most of the time the city council just puts it in your water, doesn't tell you. Well, in Nebraska, the community said, we'd like to have a more thorough discussion than just have, you know, a few people there in the city hall making this decision. So they decided to have an open-ended discussion where they had gave advocates for fluoride 30 minutes, opponents to this process 30 minutes, and then opened the mics, and that they had another 2 hours of question and answers from the floor. And during the question and answer session, what the dentist did is they packed the audience. There were 50% local community members, 50% dentists from as far as away as 120 miles.
Because they can't let the American people understand that they're poisoning. The dentists don't know this. But we'll tell you the rest of the story when we get back here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. David Kennedy. And, David, would you tell the rest of the story, they're against us. You know, anybody who is against water fluoridation is against dentists. They're questioning our integrity. And they mobilize the dentists, and they do the same thing with the doctors. You know, it's us against them. And the trouble is the doctors are being lied to. The dentists are being lied to. And you, out there in the listening audience, need to get Dr. Kennedy's latest DVD. It's called Let the Truth Be Known. You need to get it on. You need to get it to your dentist. You need to get it onto local access television, cable television. You need to get the American people to understand that they're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing, and they've targeted blacks and Hispanics. And the scientific studies are there. But, of course, how could we let the American people understand what the elite are really up to? So, go ahead. What happened? Half the audience is dentists, and what happens?
So, it's a tit for tat. The dentist gets up and says how good fluoride is, and the community get up and talk about the problems that they've had with it. And then one dental hygienist popped up, and she said, you know, I have three children, and they've all had fluoride, and they have absolutely no problems with their teeth. They're just wonderful, healthy teeth. And I said, well, you're a hygienist. You're teaching to brush them, don't you? And she said, yes. I said, any of them got any neurological problems, any brain damage? And she turned kind of white and sat down. And at the end of the meeting, her husband, the dentist, came over to me, and he said, what do you mean by neurological problems? And I said, yeah, you know, fluoride causes brain damage. It causes all kinds. He said, how about Down syndrome? And I said, genetic problems. It causes that, too. That's the Rappaport, 1957. And he said, oh, my God, my wife and I, we gave her fluoride tablets when she was pregnant, and our first child was born with Down syndrome. And I said, and how old was your wife? She said, he was 23. And I said, yeah, that's what Rappaport showed. He said, Down syndrome almost never occurs in young mothers unless they're exposed to fluoride, in which case he showed a dramatic increase in the young mothers giving birth to children that had Down syndrome, because fluoride damages the way that the cells do what's called mitosis, where the cells divide. And Down syndrome is where instead of 48 chromosomes, you have 47. You lost one chromosome in the deal, you know. So anyway, he turned kind of pale, and I gave him the scientific study I happen to have on hand and left. But, you know, what I think he should have done, he should have stood up and said, you know, I've just learned something here, and I want to tell you, I may have made a big mistake in my family, but no, he didn't do that. And so... That's what happens, and that's what I call cowardice, is I used to prescribe fluoride tablets for my sister-in-law likes to point out. I wrote a prescription for my nieces and nephews. Fortunately, she's a nurse, didn't get it filled. But when I learned what I know about fluoride, I was willing to stand up. I don't care what other people say. What do I care? Have they done the research? Have they been to China? Have they done the work that is necessary to make these kind of statements? No, they haven't. So I'm perfectly willing to stand up and tell you, Stan, and your audience that fluoride is an extremely harmful substance that has no benefit when swallowed, and you shouldn't let them put it in the water. That's a very simple statement, and that is absolutely, affirmatively true. Nobody can refute that.
And the thing is that they don't want to refute it. They don't want to debate it. All they want to do is show you pictures of kids with terrible teeth, and many of them come from areas that water is fluoridated. But, of course, it's from, drinking sugar water, which they give to a lot of kids, and that's an entirely different entity. But they will show you the picture, and they'll say, and these children get fluoridated water. You don't know where those pictures were taken. And, you know, if water fluoridation was really so great, then you wouldn't need to have any dentists in New York or San Francisco or these other very liberal communities, where the people don't think very clearly and they always vote the wrong way. But the water's fluoridated. And what we've done to the minds of the children there who grow up to be adults is unconscionable. Would anybody be evil enough to try to destroy the minds of our children? And the answer is a resounding yes.
Absolutely. And that industry has tons and tons and tons. I think the figure is 200,000 tons of hydrofluorosilicic acid are used in the United States alone. You know, if you had a ton of hydrofluorosilicic acid and you had it parked in your front yard, you could sell your house and sell everything you own, and you couldn't afford to dispose of that at a hazardous waste dump.
But it costs you that much. It's so expensive to get rid of.
It is.
You can't even dump it in the ocean.
Or leak it into the air, or dribble it in the stream, or bury it in the ground. You have to send it to a Class A hazardous waste dump, and it costs you $1.60 a gallon to dispose of it. Now, how many gallons does the 200 tons make? You can do the math, and then they sell it. They sell it to cities like Oakland that's paying $3 a gallon for this stuff. Well, gee, that's $4.60 difference. So industry makes literally billions of dollars selling this stuff to communities as a water fluoridation agent.
And, of course, Oakland is predominantly a black community. And you wonder why all the crime there and so much unrest among the blacks. And this is the great tragedy, because this is much more harmful to blacks and Hispanics. So if you're a racist, why, this is a great thing to push. But if you believe that every human being is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God, then I hope you'll have the courage to stand up and get this DVD and get the information out. The DVD is entitled Let the Truth Be Told, and I've watched it along with my wife this last week, and that's why we're carrying it. We have another one, is your drinking water safe? Dr. Kennedy put that out too. It's also good, but this latest one, Let the Truth Be Told, is so well done, and you want to get the other ones. You're going to get our four tape sets. You want to get the book, The Fluoride Deception, my talk on the hidden agenda, because it's, well, we would disagree. I mean, some people, in the fluoride fight would disagree with me, but I believe it's largely population control and dumbing people down. At least that's the end result of it. And why do so many American males have erectile dysfunction? Why? Because they have low testosterone levels. And that's, there's scientific studies to show that, isn't there, David?
There absolutely are, and it can happen from testosterone. It can happen from the lead level in the blood. It can happen from any. And you're just poisoning the person. Of course, things quit working when you poison someone.
Amen. God bless. Thanks very much, Dave. We'll talk to you later, and appreciate your great brother.
Thank you, Sam.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. I hope many of you want to get our four tapes set on the O.J. Simpson issue. What really happened? Was he guilty? Did they frame an innocent man? Is it possible that they framed a guilty man? was this all about racism and turning the black against white? Because I'll tell you, most black people believe O.J. Simpson was framed, and so do I. Now, did they frame a guilty man? They may very well have. But, you know, certainly what this black woman told me, you know, extremely intelligent, articulate woman, about the 2 o'clock in the morning call from her brother who had talked to somebody from Special Forces who said this was an operation to create a race war in America, to turn black against white. Don't you know that? And that's exactly what they told the author of one of the books. And the fact you've never heard about the book that was written by the man who was contacted by somebody from the Special Forces team that that killed Nicole Simpson. The fact that the book is out there and you've never heard of it simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think, because there really are people who want a race war and who want racial hatred, and they realize they're going to be able to engender it, especially as the economy turns down. We move increasingly to unrest, but don't you worry. They've just given Halliburton $385 million to build detention camps in America for when, of course, we have civil unrest. It's all being planned. It's all scripted. If you don't believe about the Halliburton, go up on the Internet and Google in Halliburton, $385 million, detention camps. You need to get our material on concentration camps, our tape sets, our videos, or a concentration camp special, and the paperwork that comes with that about civilians in the military concentration camps. You need to get our material on water fluoridation. The DVD, Let the Truth Be Told. The DVD, Let the Truth Be Told. The DVD, Is Your Drinking Water Safe? My talk on water fluoridation is entitled The Hidden Agenda. That's The Hidden Agenda. The syllabus that goes with it that has all the scientific studies, and if anybody can go through those scientific studies, they have to know that they've been lied to. We're being lied to by the media. We're being lied to by our doctors and dentists, not because they're bad people. They just don't know. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You want to get the book, The Fluoride Agenda? Pardon me, the book is entitled The Fluoride Deception. Then we have a couple of 4-tape sets on water fluoridation. All this material available from Radio Liberty. Understand what they're doing. They're poisoning the mind of your children. And there are people, certainly in government, who know about this, that are afraid to speak out. You can go to the website of the EPA scientists who are trying to get the word out. NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org. That's for National Treasury Unions Employees, 280.org. Read their material. Certainly go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, and then go to fluoridealert.com and fluoridealert.net and see how they've surrounded the website. Why? Because they don't want you to go there. They want you to go to fluoridealert.com to find out how good water fluoridation is, or fluoridealert.net and find out how great fluoridation is. The last thing is they want you to go is fluoridealert.org. Realize they're poisoning your children, and they're poisoning you too. Pray for America, pray for revival, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE.